With an empty calabash balanced on her head, Dumazi set out for the water hole to fetch water. It was a long way where she was walking, so she started to sing to entertain herself. As she was singing, she could hear birds singing around her. They seemed to be joining her. The crickets added a little bit of a percussion sound, going tick, 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 tick. Dumazi was walking with a happy smile. Suddenly, out of nowhere, came this voice that said, "Someone please come and help me. Will someone please come and help me?" The voice was coming from behind the bushes. Dumazi went to investigate to see where the sound was coming from and who was making this sound. When she got behind the bushes, Dumazi was surprised to find a very big yellow lion with a very big mane. The lion was caught in a hunter's trap, and this hunter's trap was made of rope. When the lion saw Dumazi, the lion said to Dumazi, "Dumazi, I have been caught in this hunter's trap for many days. I haven't had any water or anything to eat. I'm afraid if the hunters come back and they find me here, they will kill me, Dumazi. Please, please, save my life. I might die of thirst and hunger as well. Will you please save my life, Dumazi, by setting me free?" Dumazi was about to set the lion free. But suddenly a voice at the back of Dumazi's head said, "Lions eat girls like you." Dumazi said to the lion, "If I set you free, how do I know you are not going to eat me?"